بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم توضأ مثل وضوئي هذا، ثم قال: من توضأ هكذا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وكانت صلاته ومشيه إلى المسجد نافلة. رواه مسلم. This hadith, the first part of it, we began discussion yesterday. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu practically demonstrated the wuzu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Interesting point, when we discussed that yesterday, we find that each of the limbs of wudu, washing of the face, the hands, the gargling of the mouth, cleansing of the nose, passing the wet hand over the hair, etc. Each of these things, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu did it 3 times. So from this we learn the masnoon wudu. One is where the farz is discharged, is one time to wash. But over and above that, to do it 3 times, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it further emphasizes the importance that our Shariat places on hygiene and purity. If you have to take this into context, if a person makes wuzu 5 times a day, it means Islam is advising a Muslim to wash his face 15 times a day. At least a minimum of 15 times a day gargle your mouth. Minimum of 15 times a day clean your nostrils. What does this teach you about the hygiene and the etiquette of a Muslim? The extent to which our Shariat emphasizes the importance of this. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, being pure, being clean, this is half of iman. We are given such a beautiful tool and medium to clean ourselves that not only are you being cleansed externally, if wudu is performed correctly, as we mentioned previously, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person says Bismillah, takes Allah's name before he starts making wudu, then not only his limbs are being clean, but his whole body becomes clean. Not only is he clean externally, he's clean internally. Usman radiallahu anhu, obviously, for him to have demonstrated the wudu like this means Rasulullah doesn't practically taught him to make wudu like this. So we learn, this is part of Shariat, part of Deen. Don't only just make wudu yourself, teach others. And don't just teach them by dictating to them how to do it, practically show them. This we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after having demonstrated this wuzu, he says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tawadda'a mithla wudu'i hada. My Nabi made wuzu exactly like this, like I have shown you. And then he went on to say, thumma qal. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who makes wuzu like this, Allah will forgive all his sins. Anyone who makes wuzu like this, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Allah will forgive all his sins. So the point which we are making, our wudu, our means of cleanliness in Islam is such a beautiful and powerful means. It is not only cleansing you externally, it is cleansing you internally also. Face Qibla. Keep the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of you and understand that your wuzu is not just a cleansing ritual, it is an ibadat. And it is attaining you maghfirat and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question now arises, if wuzu already cleanses your sins, you are now sinless, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, then what is the point of the salah, etc.? So that also is addressed in this hadith. وَكَانَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَمَشْيُهُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ نَافِلَةً. If wuzu is made like this properly, Allah will forgive your sins, then the salah that you make after that, and your walking to the masjid, that is additional reward over and above. Allah has already forgiven you, now your ranks are being raised in akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding you. One point which ulama make from this hadith, Usman radiallahu anhu demonstrated the wuzu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, that person who makes wuzu like this, Allah will forgive his sins, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And thereafter he said, he's walking to the masjid. So when is the walking to the masjid? After the wuzu. So we learn that in Islam, ideal, yes, many of our masjids, we've got wuzu khana. We've got facilities in the masjid. That should be used when you are already in the masjid. At home, when you decide, I want to go to the masjid, I want to make salah, different thing if it's late, if it's not late. Actual sunnah is to make wudu at home and then come to the masjid. Many of us have this mindset, I'm leaving the house, I'm going to go to the masjid, I'll make wudu at the masjid. No problem with that, the wudu is fulfilled, but the actual sunnah is to make wudu at home and thereafter, ideally walk to the masjid. If you cannot walk, then obviously come with your car and whatever it is. But maximum reward, أقرب إلى السنة, closest to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make wudu at home and thereafter walk to the masjid, as we see in this hadith. وَكَانَتْ صَلَاتُهُ his salah وَمَشْيُهُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ نَافِلَةً. Now, salah is mentioned in this hadith after wuzu. Interestingly, salah is mentioned first, then walking to the masjid. So this might infer that immediately after the wuzu there is some salah. And this salah is referred to as tahiyatul wudu. In other words, after wudu to make two rakats of nafil salah. There are other ahadith later on. In fact, Imam Nawawi rahimullah has devoted an entire chapter to this. So that is why we're not going to discuss it now. When those ahadith come, the pertinent ahadith, but just because inference was made towards it here, I am mentioning it, that it is mashru, it is part of shariat, if you have time, and obviously it's not makru time, that after you make wudu, you make two rakat salah, and the salah is referred to as tahiyatul wudu. And thereafter, as is mentioned this hadith, walking to the masjid, all this will be nafila. Nafila means over and above. Allah is rewarding you over and above. Allah is wiping, if you're already sinless, Allah is raising your ranks in akhirat, etc. وَنَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ إِذَا تَوَضَّى الْعَبْدُ الْمُسْلِمُ أو قال المؤمن فَغَسَلَ وَجْهَ خَرَجَ مِنْ وَجْهِ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا بِعَيْنَيْهِ مَعَ الْمَاءِ أو مَعَ آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَاءِ. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same theme that has been mentioned in a few ahadiths already, that with the performance of wuzu, one is being forgiven. The one hadith it is mentioned, the sins drop off with the water of the wudu, حَتَّى تَخْرُجُ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَزْفَارِهِ, as we mentioned the previous hadith, to the extent that the sins that are underneath your fingernails also will be washed away with wudu. The same theme is highlighted in this hadith. Literal translation, the narrator says that when a Muslim or a mu'min, this type of thing happens in hadith. Just to repeat, إِذَا تَوَدَّى الْعَبْدُ الْمُسْلِمُ أَوِ الْمُؤْمِنُ. Sometimes the narrator is in a doubt. He's not sure whether Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the chain of narration, somebody is not sure whether Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Muslim or mu'min. So this is why the narrator will mention, إِذَا تَوَدَّى الْعَبْدُ الْمُسْلِمُ أَوْ قَالَ الْمُؤْمِنُ, that when a Muslim or a mu'min, slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes wuzu, فَغَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ, and he washes his face, خَرَجَ مِنْ وَجْهِ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا بِعَيْنَيْهِ مَعَ الْمَاءِ. From his face, look at the beautiful analogy that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us. He says, from his face, every sin that he looked at with his eyes, with the droplets of water come out from his face. In other words, it is washed away. Not only is he cleansing his face externally, the zina of the eyes, the sins of the eyes, looking at the daughters of others, looking at what he was not supposed to look at, those sins that he committed will be washed away with the water. Ulama give this caveat, which we have mentioned many times, that this refers to saghira sins, minor sins. Major sins, tawbah and repentance is a condition. However, some ulama say that if a person makes wuzu with this mindset, Ya Allah, main to gunah mein to doob raha hu, I'm drowning in sins. I have blackened my eyes with looking at haram. I've blackened my hands with doing haram. I've blackened my feet with walking towards haram. Ya Allah, your Nabi has told me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in making wudu, my sins are being washed. Ya Allah, from my heart also, I am repenting from my major sins also. If he brings that in front of him, and then he makes wudu, then obviously with that wudu, because he has repented, not only saghira, minor sins, but major sins also will be washed away through making. How much? How efficacious? How effective this is? We find in one hadith it comes, فَإِذَا غَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ خَرَجَتِ الْخَطَايَا مِنْ وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَشْفَارِ عَيْنَيْهِ. This hadith is mentioned in Imam Malik's Muwatta, that when he washes his face, his sins come out or are washed away from his face to the extent those sins underneath his eyelashes also are washed away. Coming back to this hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, فَغَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ, he washes his face, خَرَجَ مِنْ وَجْهِهِ, from his face, كُلُّ خَطِيَةٍ, every sin, نَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ, that he looked at بِعَيْنَيْهِ, with his eyes, are washed away, مَعَ الْمَا, with the water of wudu, أو مَعَ آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَا, this is literal translation, or up to the last droplet of water. In other words, every drop of water, Allah is washing away your sins. Such a mubarak amal making wudu is. So don't make wudu like a robot. Don't make wudu like you're going through some motion. So many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizing the importance of this ibadat and the effect of this ibadat. So, in our masjids also, a lot of the masjids, the design is such, for whatever reason, aesthetics and so on, that a lot of our wuzukana seats are not facing Qibla. But at home, you've got the prerogative. At home, you've got the option. Try and, when you making your, obviously if you're living in rental accommodation is different, but if you are building your own house, keep this in mind. The place where you are going to make wudu, let it face Qibla. Let it be that you design it such a way, if you have the option, that you are sitting when making wuzu. This is what we learn. This is the adab and etiquette. Face Qibla, sit. Start with Bismillah, the du'as, etc. And be conscious when you're washing your face. Look at this. Every drop of water you looked at, you committed zina with the eyes, you looked at haram, Allah is washing it away. Underneath your eyelashes also, those are being washed away. Underneath your eyebrows also, those are being washed away. Ma akhiri qatr al ma, Rasulullah said, till the last drop of water, every sin that you committed with your eyes by washing your face is being washed away. Faida ghasala yaday, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes on that Rasulullah says that when this person washes his hands, kharaja min yadayhi kullu khati'atin kana batashatha yadahuma al ma. قَالَ مَا آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَا. Every sin that his hand committed, or that he grasped, he broke Allah's command with his hands, every sin is washed away when he washes his hands up to the last droplet of water. فَإِذَا غَسَلَ رِجْلَيْهِ, when he washes his two feet, خَرَجَتْ كُلُّ خَطِيَةٍ مَشَتْهَا رِجْلَاهُمَا الْمَا. Every sin that he committed by walking to haram is washed away. أو قال ما آخر قطر الماء, it may be a doubt of the narrator, up to the last droplet of water. And what is the culmination or completion? حتى يخرج نقيا من الذنوب. When this person wakes up from that wuzu, he wakes up completely pure of any sins that he committed, either with his hands or with his eyes, or with his feet, or with any limb of the body that is washed as a result of the wudu, and even the rest of the body. So external and internal purification. However, there is one point, obviously we've run out of time, inshallah we'll continue with this. What does it mean that with the water the sins are being washed away? Because sins, for example, you looked at something haram, that doesn't have a physical form. So this discussion, inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.